Scott McLean, Chief Operating Officer, NHS Fife. Since the closure of the bridge last week, we do know that a number of our staff and patients are and will be affected. For patients, we are doing a number of things in collaboration with our colleagues across the healthcare system, including NHS Lothian, the Scottish Ambulance Service. We have taken part in the establishing of our NHS helpline, the number for which is 08000 282816. That's for patients who have any concerns regarding their transit to Edinburgh for scheduled treatment. We are content at this stage that patients requiring emergency transfer to NHS Lothian's hospitals are getting over the bridge in 999 ambulances, and we're grateful that that's the case. For patients who require non-emergency transfer to hospitals in Edinburgh, that also is happening, albeit with a slightly longer transfer time. The patients who normally would make their own way to Edinburgh for treatment are being encouraged to do so via the alternative transport routes that are now well publicised. For patients who would be travelling to NHS Lothian services, there is a helpline, the number for which is 08000 282816. For patients who are coming to appointments in Fife, we don't envisage any particular problems. However, for patients coming from the south or west of Fife, where there may be some traffic congestion and they may, for example, be late for appointments, we have set up a number for patients to call, which is 01592 648022, and patients should not be concerned if they are delayed and there are difficulties in them attending an appointment. We will be sympathetic to that and we'll rearrange it so that patients don't suffer in this. There are three sources of information which will be updated continually: NHS Fife's internet page at nhsfife.org/4throadbridge, alternatively our NHS Fife Facebook page, or at NHS Fife, our Twitter feed, and it will give live daily information on the current status. We are taking this very seriously. We're managing this by having a hospital control team which meets at least daily to discuss the issues which arise. We also have a daily teleconference with our colleagues in NHS Lothian, NHS Tayside, the ambulance service and others to manage this. So we are dealing with this at the most senior level and on a daily basis, and communicating to our staff and our patients.